Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
Hey, folks, it's Rick Wilson. Welcome back to Lincoln Square. And today's episode of The Elephant in the Room, is America first, or is it? One of the most beloved tropes of the Trump era is that they're for America first, and that Democrats and liberals and moderates and rhino Republicans are for the globalists first, and anybody but American working men and women. Well, you know, the America First movement, which Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, the rest of the sort of intellectual apparatus, if you will, want to call it intellectual, around Trump and Trumpism have long promoted, doesn't seem to be going that well for most Americans, does it? You ask yourself, is it really America first to give $40 billion to Argentina only to bail out, not for a foreign policy purpose, by the way? Argentina is like a fart in a hurricane foreign policy wise. It doesn't matter. Their economy under Milei had a little bump, then it crashed. Argentina has economic problems that are way beyond what we can solve on this podcast. But an American investor who's a close personal friend and an associate of Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, was exposed for $20 billion. Mysteriously, we decided we would cover his bet and give Argentina $20 billion so that this friend of Scott Bessent, the friend of Donald Trump, would not lose his money. Well, now America First has decided that giving Argentina $40 billion is what's called for. You know who we're not giving $40 billion to right now? The farmers that Trump's trade policy has absolutely screwed, who've lost all their overseas contracts for soybeans and corn.
The price of soy dropped under the Trump administration, largely the result of the Trump administration's trade war with China. John's crops, diligently planted, meticulously cared for, are losing their value.
Are you angry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm totally mad. There's no reason for it. This is absolute stupidity. This is a man-made crisis caused by Donald Trump. Period.
Soybeans are the largest agricultural export from the U.S. Last year, the value was more than $24 billion. China bought 52% of those soybeans. Since May, the country has placed zero orders.
You are not giving $40 billion to right now? Any of those farmers or ranchers who can't sell our agricultural products overseas anymore because of this idiotic trade war. You know, speaking of Argentina, we put up a trade barrier, so the Chinese said, we're not going to buy American soybeans. Can you blame them? 200% tariff? No, you can't. But the same Argentina that we're giving $40 billion to cover Scott Bessent's friend's bets, they've made a deal with China. China is buying all of the soybean production out of Argentina this year. Not American soybeans, Argentinian soybeans. Is that America first for y'all? For you ranchers out there in Texas and Oklahoma and Florida. Florida's a big ranch, you say. People don't know that. But Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, you realize why you're not selling your beef to China? Because Brazil is. Chinese went and made a deal with Brazil. None of this fantasy of this trade war puts America first, guys. None of it. None of it. China got a vote, and they made deals with other people. Trump promised you 90 deals in 90 days.
Mr. President, on tariffs, what happened to 90 trade deals in 90 days?
We've spoken to everybody. We know it's all done.
We'll stay 80.
I told you, we'll make some deals, but for the most part, we're going to send a letter. We're going to say, welcome to the United States if you'd like to participate in the greatest, most successful country ever. I mean, we're doing better than ever. And you're going to see these numbers soon. We've never had numbers like this. We've never had investment like this. We have more than 90. We're going to have much more than 90. But most of those are going to be sent a letter. This is exactly what I said.
There are two deals that have any paper around them and another five that are sort of hypothetical woo-woo deals that may or may not exist. What China has done during this window is go out and put China first. Because we screwed our friends and screwed our allies and put these trade barriers up around the world, and China came in and ate our lunch. You guys want to argue that that puts America first? I've got some Argentinian soybeans to sell you. You know who we're not giving $40 billion to? The millions of small businesses in this country that can't import products anymore without having to pass along 100%, 200%, God knows what amount of tariffs to their customers. Because for all you guys think that it's America first, the Americans pay the taxes that tariffs represent first. There's no magical pool of tariff money coming in. Trump didn't put America first when he put up a trade barrier against the rest of the world. It doesn't hurt those countries because they know that their product is going to get into the American system one way or the other. Because for a lot of reasons, we don't build a lot of things here. That's another story for another day. But there is no instant remanufacturing basis. There's no magical way just by saying the incantation America first that suddenly we build factories to build stepper motors and widgets and God knows what else. All those millions of companies that are out there right now struggling and suffering, small businesses mostly, consumers definitely, they aren't getting America first. They're getting screwed because of Donald Trump's idiotic trade war. Trade wars are a tax on Americans. Trade wars kill American prosperity. Trade wars kill American farms. Trade wars kill American factories. Trade wars kill American Main Street small businesses. It's not America first. It's an idiotic medieval economic policy. It's not really medieval. It's more 18th century, but close enough, that Trump has been convinced of because he's not a smart man. But we'll leave that aside for right now. You know, as the weather cools off, I'm swapping in my wardrobe pieces that actually get the job done. Stuff that's warm and durable and built to last. You know, Quince delivers every time with wardrobe staples that'll carry you through the season. Quince has all kinds of fall staples that you'll want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. I'm actually wearing them right now. I love these sweaters. They are fabulous quality. Then they've also got classic fit denim, leather, and wool outerwear, and all of it looks sharp, and it holds up. You know, I've got my eye on the suede trucker jacket. I think it's a little bit of a fashion departure for me, but it looks like you could layer it, and it's a really good put-together look from it. You know, by partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middleman and provides stuff at a price point that is remarkable for the quality you're receiving. Half the cost of many other brands. It's why Renee and I love Quince. You know, she recently picked up, before our trip to London, a piece of Quince luggage, which I didn't even know existed until then. A quilted duffel that she took to London, and we're hard travelers, and it held up great. Quince has really become kind of a go-to for us across the board. I don't know if you've picked up anything else, but they've got all these new categories I didn't even know about. You know, bedding, cookware, luggage, travel accessories, furniture. It all follows the same Quince standard. And that same Quince standard is to, again, to partner with really great creative artisans, people who take pride in what they're building and providing to you, and who do it at a price that is amazing, considering the unbelievably high quality you're receiving. So look, layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Lincoln for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada also. That's quince.com/Lincoln for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com Lincoln. We love Quince. We think you will too. Is it America First that shortly after the Qataris bribed Trump with a $400 million jet or $100 million jet, how much is it ever it's going to cost? You know, it's in the green now. I think it's going to have to go up to like $400 million to make it a usable Air Force One. Was that putting America first by taking that bribe? No. Was it putting America first when the Qataris offered the Trump boys, Slow Eric and Coakley, a big deal for a $5 billion golf course resort complex in Qatar, and suddenly America's building a military base for Qatar here in America, a training base?
And I'm also proud that today we're announcing or signing a letter of acceptance to build a Qatari Emiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho. The location will be host a contingent of Qatari F-15s and pilots to enhance our combined training, increase lethality, interoperability. It's just another example of our partnership. And I hope you know, Your Excellency, that you can count on us.
Look, I know a lot of Qataris. Been to the country. I know the country. I know a lot of Qataris. I went to school with some of them. I've known them for 20, 30, 40 years now. They have been close allies of Iran for a long time. They play both sides of the game. We have Al Udeid outside of Doha, great and important American military base. But they are also a conduit to Iran in a lot of ways. Anybody feel confident about this? Because if you do, there are only so many Altanis you can send to flight school. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. There are a lot of risks that this world faces. But losing Qatar as an ally is not one of them if we didn't build them a military base here. But we're using an existing military base to build them a large facility so they can train their fighter pilots here. Is that America first? Because I've seen a lot of MAGAs even who get the joke that that's not America first. Is it America first to have an economy where we're going to have a record number of private jets sold this year in this country? The projection is that we're going to sell 8,500 new private jets in the next decade because there's such a growing area of hyper-wealthy people in Silicon Valley and on Wall Street that the demand for private jets is through the roof. How you doing, folks, out in your neighborhood? How you doing in Alpharetta, Georgia? How you doing in Cary, North Carolina? How you doing in Buffalo? You buying a private jet? I don't think you are. And I got nothing against people buying private jets, okay? God knows. God bless. If you made your money the legitimate way, God bless. Do what you want with it. I don't care. But we are seeing an increasing split in this country because the result of Trump's administration is not America first, putting the working man up there. Because working people in this country are getting the hell kicked out of them right now. Working people in this country are getting screwed like they've never been screwed before. Guys in hedge funds, private equity, they're doing great. They're crushing it. They're doing great. Silicon Valley, we are transferring trillions of dollars of American wealth from middle-class, white-collar, and gray-collar workers to Silicon Valley because AI is eating the economy. But they're doing great. The rest of you MAGA guys, rest of non-MAGA America too, if you're in the middle class, which is shrinking and pressurized like crazy right now, Trump has now made it much easier for medical debt to bankrupt you. He's made it much easier for college debt to bankrupt you. They're selling Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae to private equity firms. So it's going to be much harder to buy a house in this country. Because you know what? Private equity firms don't want you to own anything. They don't want you to own a house. They want you to rent from them for their whole life. They want you to transfer all of your work and your wealth to them. You think that's America first? You can build a stronger country where everybody's a renter for a private equity firm as your landlord.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
You think it's America first that our farms and construction jobs in this country are at a standstill? Not only have they been screwed in the trade war, but the people that have worked their asses off, sometimes for 10, 20, 30 years in this country, who are not criminals, who are not drug dealers or human traffickers or smugglers or any of that other garbage that Stephen Miller has in this weird spank bank of fantasies about brown people. There's nobody there to pick the fall harvest. Stuff's dying on the vine across the country. You know why your grocery prices are up? That's part of it.
The U.S. Department of Labor itself is pointing to a potential food crisis stemming from President Trump's immigration raids, saying in part that the combination of low migrant influx and a more limited legal workforce threatens the stability of domestic food production. So what could this mean for your grocery bills and restaurant tab?
We all come on a H-2A visa program, so we come all here legally by the season, just for the season, and then we go back to Mexico. So basically, 90% of the workforce here, it's from Mexico.
What?
Well, we usually get like a lot of applications. We're not getting that many now because people is afraid like that even when they're legally here, they're getting like arrested for no reason.
So we would love to hire people from here. The reality is we can't find the numbers of people here. We're in a rural area, number one. Number two, this is hard work. It is difficult work. And there are lots of people that are not willing to do it.
It's absolutely impacting the labor force. And the president said so himself. He said the aggressive raids are hurting our farmers. Nationwide, the USDA's Ag Labor Survey suggests that somewhere between 50 and 60% of our farm labor workforce is undocumented immigrants. And if that's the case, if we were to deport them all overnight, then that's 60% of the workforce, meaning that's 60% of the supply that's not being met without a shift in demand. And I think anybody that understands economics knows that that means higher prices for them at the grocery store.
Construction for homes, apartments, businesses. Those people that generally were at the Home Depot in the morning and putting on shingles in the afternoon. And I can tell you some of the folks, I worked as a roofer one summer. That is the hardest goddamn job you will have. That is a tough job. Those people are gone. They've either been scared away by ICE or arrested by ICE. They were not criminals. That does put America first. Weirdly, it makes Stephen Miller and the Bannonite white supremacy side of the equation feel great about themselves. That's not putting America first. You think it puts America first when you've got mask ICE thugs? And I will call them what they are. They're fucking thugs. They are lawless thugs. They are lawless. They refuse to provide warrants. They refuse to identify themselves. They refuse to identify what agency they are from. And they are now spending more time chasing and arresting American citizens than I think even some MAGA folks believe was possible. Is it America first when those people can run our streets? Crash their vehicles into people, shoot people who follow them. Americans have a lot of rights, folks, at least according to the Constitution. You know what you have a right to do? You have a right to observe. You have a right to take a video of ICE beating up an old woman or knocking a kid to the ground or hog tying somebody or shooting somebody. You have a right to do that. They don't think you do, though. Their version of America first means shut up, go home. Let us hurt these people that we don't like. Their version of America first is brutality. Their version of America first is lawlessness. The solution here, the choice here, is not an open border with millions of people coming across versus a police state. If you wanted to do this properly, the masks come off, the ID badges go on. You do it through courts. You do it through procedures. You do it through civility and arrests that are not Black Hawks crashing onto the top of apartment buildings and dumping out fully tooled up SWAT team types to take children. Most of the people in that building were American citizens in Chicago.
It looks and feels like a Hollywood blockbuster, a massive raid in the dead of night. But this is real life, an immigration operation filmed for and promoted by the Trump administration. Agents dropping down from a Black Hawk helicopter was one of the most dramatic aspects of the government video. Homeland Security won't tell us how many of the 37 people they arrested have been charged, nor where they're being held. We asked a local migrant charity and three Venezuelan undocumented workers living in Chicago, but no one said they'd heard from those detained. The Chicago immigration raid that looked like a movie, and the promise from the White House is that there will be a sequel.
Is that America First? You proud of that? That's great. I think it's good.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Is it America First that Donald Trump is engaged in an absolutely illegal war without a blip of comment from his own party? He's blowing up fishing boats coming out of Venezuela, folks. We've now had at least 7 or 8 of those cases. I think it's 27 people dead so far. Look, I don't like Maduro. Who does? No one. No one. There are no Maduro stands in America. Nobody's a fan of Maduro. But if you want to overthrow Maduro, you fund the Democratic opposition to Maduro. You do a lot of other things. You don't engage in a war. You don't start flying B-52 bombers over Venezuela, which is apparently what's happening as I'm recording this. Is that America First? I was told that Donald Trump was the president of peace and it was all going to be fine. We were not going to go into any new wars. That would be terrible. Guys, if you think that a war in Venezuela will work out well for us, I just want you to remember this. It's Spanish Vietnam. Again, nobody's a fan of Maduro. I'd love for his own people to drag him out of this palace and hang him by his feet. Okay. But is it America First that we're spending billions of dollars on this? And not with no declaration of war, no finding, no significant legal backstop to the entire thing? Is that America First for you? You happy about that? Is it America First that Donald Trump has spent months persecuting and pursuing his political enemies with the power of the government, with the power of the state? You know, for our MAGA listeners, there are some of you out here who hate listen. I want you to prepare yourselves mentally for something. Once a toolbox has been opened in American politics, it's very hard to close it. Once you become extrajudicial, extra legal, extra constitutional, you lose those protections for yourself. Once you begin the downward spiral, you lose those protections for yourself. You think you're putting America first, but what you're doing is putting yourselves in the crosshairs. You think it's America first, but what you're doing is showing us that the excuses are just that. They're not reasons. They're excuses. I was following orders. How'd that work out in Nuremberg? because there will be something worse for you than you can imagine. It will be the subtle, inexplicably difficult process of legal consequences. All those cops that are abusing people right now, their names will become known. The masks will come off. All the people giving them illegal orders, the names will be known. The masks will come off. The country you're trying to build isn't America first. It's a crude imitation of every authoritarian fantasy. Most authoritarians don't end well. Just in our lifetimes, just in the last 25 years, 30 years, there's a list. It ain't pretty. Authoritarians tend to end up very badly. The Ceausescus, Gaddafi, you know how this ends. I'm not saying they're going to end up with Donald Trump in a ditch begging for his life like Gaddafi was. There are people that are going to go to jail after this. Is that the country you wanted to create? Is it the country you wanted to create something where you have poisoned what was conservatism so fundamentally and turned it into authoritarian statism, turned it into this informational autocracy that you really, really think is going to finally own the libs? Is it America first? No matter how much you hate the press, to think they have to swear a loyalty oath to be stenographers for Pete Hegseth at the Pentagon? You don't want honest reporting? You don't want real reporting? You want only what Pete Hegseth authorizes for release? That's your America first? You want to have an America first where the White House press secretary spends 50% or more of every press briefing insulting the press, insulting every Democratic leader, insulting the American people?
That the Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. That is who the Democrat Party is catering to, not the Trump administration and not the White House and not the Republican Party.
Lying at scale, lying in a way that I've never witnessed in 40 years of politics. And for some of you, maybe that is your America first. But you know, the Constitution and the founders were very clear. There's a reason why it's the First Amendment to the Constitution. There's a reason why in that constitutional provision, there is one occupation singled out for constitutional protections, and that is the press. You don't have to like them, but if it's America first for you, where they're just stenographers for the government, that's a really dark world. You're not going to like it, how it ends.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Is it America first that all your bluster, all your bullshit, all your chest thumping, all your beating about how manly you all are, how tough you all are, and essentially, you're going to create a world where you are seen as bullies and thugs, as low criminals, as weak men disguised as tough guys. You can put on all the body armor you want. You can wear all the tactical Tommy bullshit gear you want. It doesn't make you who you think you are. You know, our founders were truly, truly brilliant men. Team Powdered Wig built a constitution that was a pain in the ass. It was meant to be a boat anchor around the neck of every wannabe tyrant who could ever come down the line. And that was the thing they hated the most, was tyranny. They'd grown up in it. They'd experienced it. They'd lived it. They'd seen it. And the power that they vested in the president was a compromise, because their version of America First was a tripartite government where the president and the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch were forced into a dynamic tension and had to work together. They had to compromise. They had to address the needs of their states and their people. And if those states and those people had their needs addressed by this tension between the three branches, they believed the country could survive. A republic if you can keep it, as Franklin famously said. But your version of America First is different, isn't it? In your version of America, every legislative member in your party does not work for or represent their state. It's Trump first. Trump only. Every member of the Republican Party right now who is hiding out during the shutdown is not putting America first. They're putting Trump first. The Supreme Court has increasingly become an enabler of the unitary executive theory, which has given Trump, who is definitionally a tyrant, more and more and more leeway to engage in more and more illegal and unconstitutional activities. I know you think that puts America first, but it does not. This system that is existent in Washington today, that exists today in DC, is authoritarian. If you believe that any kind of authoritarian vision, any kind of tyrannical vision is putting America first, I would beg you to stop watching Fox for just a day and go back and read the Constitution. Go back and read the summaries of the Constitution. Go back and look at anything about the discussions with the founders during that period of the Constitutional Conventions. Read the Federalist Papers. Read the Anti-Federalist Papers. Go back and read the discussions about tyranny that the founders of this country had amongst themselves. And look at the greatest possible example of resistance to tyranny. Our first and arguably our greatest president, George Washington, could have become a king. It was within his grasp, without a question. He would have had to nod his head. He could have become a king. Maybe they'd call it a president, but he'd be a king. He chose to walk away. He put America first because he didn't want to be a king. He knew the temptation of power is too great for any man. He knew the temptation of autocratic power calls to every president, every leader. That does not put America first. That ends up putting one man first. We do not have kings in this country. That was a fundamental design principle of the founders. Of no kings. Why was that? And tell me if you think this sounds familiar, folks. Kings would use the power of the state to enrich themselves. Kings would use the power of the state to prevent themselves from being exposed to criminal liability. Kings would use the power of the state to hide information that would embarrass them. Kings would use the power of the state to punish people, not because they did something wrong, but because they were political or personal opposition to the king. Does any of that sound familiar? Because let me tell you something. I have this vision of George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams, and Ben Franklin curb stomping the living hell out of a tyrant. You can guess which one. With the question, what part of no kings didn't you understand? What part of no kings was unclear? All the things that they feared. A tyrant that a king would do, he is doing. And that's why this weekend's rallies across the country, the second No Kings rallies, have been greeted by MAGA with absolute fury. And they're characterized as hate America rallies and terrorist rallies. Well, guess what? If that's hating America, look in the goddamn mirror. Because the No Kings rallies this weekend are going to be another sign of the fundamental weakness underpinning all this. This administration is not as strong as you think. Tyrants are often brittle. They are held up and held up and held up until, in that sort of Faulknerian formulation, they fall slowly and then all at once. The last No Kings rallies saw millions of Americans in the streets. I think this weekend will be bigger. Don't let them sell you that you protesting what this government is doing to abuse and harm your fellow citizens and the damage it's doing to our spirit, our soul, our national character. Don't let them convince you that standing out there is a terrorist act. It's the most patriotic act you can do, because No Kings was not a guideline, a hint, a recommendation, a nudge. No Kings was written in American blood in the Revolutionary War and again in the Civil War. It was written in blood that No Kings would rule this great nation of ours. We are a country built to resist tyranny, to resist the restoration of a monarchy. No matter, by the way, how much these weird Silicon Valley bros want to rebuild a monarchy in America. A rabbit hole I've been going down lately when I'm writing my book, and it is bonkers crazy town.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
No matter how much you think the Trump family are American royals who must be treated with deference and praise and love because they are the spawn of the strong man, that ain't this country. Believing in autocracy is the opposite of putting America first. It is the opposite in every conceivable axis of the things that conservatives said they believed in the long, long, long stretch of modern-day conservatism. We believed that putting state power above the law and above small-d democratic power was wrong. We believed that an overly powerful executive branch was wrong. We believed that a politicized court was wrong. We believed back in the day that the way you put America first was to push power down, to give states and localities more power than lobbyists and elected officials in D.C. We believed that individual liberties required a constant struggle, a constant battle to protect them. We believed that the America First principle was served through following the Constitution, following the rule of law, following the norms and institutions and traditions that this country has had for 250 years, that as imperfect as they may have been, served this country brilliantly. We are no longer a beacon of freedom in the world. We are no longer the economic titan of the world. We are no longer a country where individual liberty matters. We are no longer a country where economic opportunity exists outside of a narrow band of jobs and families. We are no longer a country where legislative officials give a shit about their constituents. We are no longer a country that believes that the shining city on the hill is a beacon for people around the world. We're no longer a country that believes in the beautiful propositional nature of this country that Reagan and many, many others described. We're no longer a country that puts America first, because the choices that have been made by Donald Trump and his allies have put America last. They're profiting. You're suffering. The world is harmed by this in ways that is almost impossible for me to describe to you. The leadership we have lost, the trust we have lost around the world, has made every life on this planet less safe. The leadership and the trust we've lost in the economy has made every American closer to the edge of economic poverty and destruction. The people who say America first are lying. They're lying to you every day. They don't want to put this country first. They put Donald Trump and his authoritarian movement first, and second, and third, and fourth, and all the way down. Chris, for them, America's an afterthought. America's a footnote. America's the past. It's in the rearview mirror. Their idea, their branding of America First, is a fundamental lie. And we're going to pay a terrible price for it in the future. And if God is just, and if this country has some resilience to cast these people out in 2026 and 2028, we will have a long road to rebuild it. But the lie of America First that has been told to so many voters in this country who believed it can no longer be trusted or believed. You see it with your own eyes. You're paying higher bills. Communities are shattered. There are mass thugs pulling American citizens out of cars and apartments. That's not America First. And that, my friends, is the elephant in the room.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.